Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can.
Snapped A-Rod, looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up, rainbows it high and deep. It is caught for a touchdown! Yes!
Say no play, everybody. Don't jump. There's no play. Just look at the body language. Brady! It's
it! Oh, there is a play. Penny rolling out. Throws it! Hell! And the Chiefs are heading to the AFC Championship game. Only Andy Reid gets it shotgun on fourth and inch! And throws the ball!
What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining us and welcome to All In Fantasy Football Podcast, your ultimate destination for everything fantasy football. I'm your host, Matt Dennis. You can follow me at Fantasy Matt, EFN. Joined together, as always, with my good friend and fantasy degenerate, Pat Wendelken. You can follow him at CityStars136. Before I introduce Pat, we just got to say, man, we're honored, South Harmon family, to join the South Harmon family. Mike and Adam, dude, extended an offer to us to come on, create our own podcast onto this feed, and this is our first episode, one of one, for All In Fantasy Football Podcast. So again, wanted to kind of shout out and say, you know, to South Harmon, we're blessed. So can't wait to see where this goes, man. But without further ado, my co-host, what's up, Pat Wendelken? How you been, man?
Good, Matt. Good. It's a blessing, like I said, to be here. Mike, Adam, thank you for having me in this. Beyond thankful and grateful. My name is Pat Wendelken, born and raised in Jersey. I am a fantasy degenerate, like Matt said, and as we all know. I've been doing it about 15 years, got a couple chips under my belt, run a nice hefty league, and I'm here to give you advice, the news, and whatever I can do to help you become the best in All In your league.
Hell yeah, All In, chips All In, man, to take it to the next level. So we're all about building championships, giving you guys, everybody who's listening, you know, kind of what you need to kind of take your teams to the next level. Give our thoughts on players. We've been doing this. I've been doing it for 20 years. Pat, as he mentioned, has been about 15. We also have our own podcast, which is kind of how we got to know Mike and Adam through that. Also through being patrons. You know, so if you're not a patron, make sure you sign on, become a patron, sign on the Discord with South Harmon. But we've got Elite Fantasy Nation, which is a podcast that we've been doing now for 2 years. So this is not a new space for us, but, you know, Mike and Adam wanted to throw a new endeavor onto us and see where we could kind of bring our knowledge and our thoughts onto South Harmon and kind of take it to the next level. So here we are. We're all in, man. We're all in, taking it together, seeing what we can do, how we can build this, you know, franchise and build your teams, either dynasty, regular redrafts. We've got a lot of experience over all different platforms. So we'll be talking about that throughout the next episodes. But just want to take a little time to kind of introduce ourselves. So like Pat said, you know, he's in Jersey. I'm in Wisconsin. So I've been in this 20 years, but yeah, from everything, I'm a degenerate. Like I'm in 20 leagues, probably 23, I think, if I were to count. Mostly dynasty. Yeah. It gets bigger and bigger. You know, Pat, it's like you look at it and you're like, I'll do one. And then somebody else invites you and you're like, okay, I'll do another. So yeah, I mean, all over from, you know, $200 leagues to, you know, $20 leagues, dynasty mostly. So yeah, all different formats. CTC, Campus of Canton. If you don't know what that is, we'll teach you about that in the future weeks. You know, you've got redraft, dynasty, keepers, you know, guillotine leagues. Pat and I were talking about that before we jumped on. So many different formats nowadays, you know, and having, you know, my foot in a lot of that, and Pat's, you know, got his foot in a few of it too. Feel like we've got a lot of advice in kind of different formats and how we can kind of play and win the game, man. So it's all about pushing all in, winning. You know, why play if you're not going to win? So fuck it. Like, let's go all in. Kind of like Nike commercials are nowadays, you know? So we're all about going all in. So before we jump into it, kind of give you a lay down of what we're going to do for the week. In this week's episode, we always start with the news. So Pat's going to start us with the news. We are recording on Monday, before week one of preseason, or main week one. We obviously just had the Hall of Fame game. Week one for everybody else starts this week. So we're well into camp, you know, training camp. So we've got some news coming out of that. Pat will take you through that. Then we're going to go into preseason week one. You know, that's going to start on Thursday. Again, we're recording Monday. This will drop on Wednesday. So all of our podcasts should drop Wednesday morning. Consistently, we're going to try to get you guys a nice feed right before the week starts, the new week kicks off. So hear about this on Wednesday, you know, and for Thursday's games, a couple games Thursday, and then obviously Friday, and then I think you go Saturday and Sunday. But football's here, man. Football is back. We're ready for football. We'll talk about what we're excited about, the games that we're most excited about, you know, players that we're looking to kind of like see what they can do. Obviously, it's preseason week one. Not everybody's going to play. We'll kind of give you our thoughts, you know, and then we'll finish up with talking about the Fantasy Football Expo. You got Pat over here. He's a virgin. This is going to be his first time at the Expo. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to be staying with and kicking it with South Harmon while we're there and meeting everybody there. So without further ado, man, Pat, take us to the news.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, bro. Like I said, your daily dose of your news and updates is coming from me. So let's kick it off right. Geno Smith is back in action after missing about four sessions of practice due to a knee hip issue. Images came up negative, so he's going to be back on the field and ready to rock. So that's good for him in Seattle. Just came in just about today. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, Matt, brings in 4 years, $25.6 million extension, bro. $17.8 million guaranteed. Highest paid kicker in the NFL. Very impressive on that one.
I mean, he's for Kansas City, so what do you expect, you know? I mean, that really applies, I guess, if you're in redraft. If you're in dynasty, people don't really care about kickers in dynasty, so I guess in redraft it'll matter. But yeah, draft Butker. He's always been
Butker's
good.
Always going to be there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Another one at the top in this game is Mr. Hill, Tariq Hill, gets his contract extension, 3 years, $90 million, $7 million signing bonus, $59 million guaranteed. Averaging about $30 million a year, Matt. So he got his bag as he wanted, and he's going to continue to play hard and be the cheetah he is. So that's cool. I'm happy for him.
I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, it's crazy that they're still paying him. I mean, this late in his career, but, I mean, he's been performing. So, hell, what are you going to do? You know, it's funny. If you think about, like, the conversations when he left Kansas City, everybody's like, what the hell is he doing? Why would he leave Kansas City? Why would he leave Patrick Mahomes? He's going to Tua. Like, how good is he going to be with Tua? And I mean, dude, he's been a monster. I mean, he's been crazy the past 2 years.
Dude, he hasn't skipped a beat one bit. He's still on pace, breaking everything he can do, breaking Dolphin records probably. I mean, dude, he's just...
Dude, he wants to get the most... He wants to break 2,000 receiving yards in a season. Yeah. So he's got like crazy numbers,
dude,
man.
Wouldn't put it past him. Let's put it that way. Yeah. So today, Giants camp, they have joint practices, as Matt was saying. You know, they got the preseason games week one. Giants and Lions are going at it. They play Thursday night over here in MetLife. Small fight broke out, a bunch of players involved, but the one player that stood out, Mr. Danny Dimes, ends up in the middle of it.
Fuck it. Like, he can't throw a pass, so he might as well get in there and try to stand up for his boys. I guess. Let's just be honest, dude. Like, Danny Dimes sucks. He'll be out after next year. They'll move on.
Listen, he's just got to show some kind of valiant effort for all that money he's being paid, you know, John Mara and over there and everybody. So
I mean, he's had a couple of highlights, you know, to Malik Nabers, you know, a couple of like, you know, back over the shoulder throws and everything like that, or catches to him. So what are you going to do, man?
Playing against his teammates. Yeah, very exciting. We'll see how this ends up.
It's preseason.
So, yeah, Matt, you know, as Matt alluded, bro, he said he has stand up for your guys once in a while. So that, you know, nothing crazy, but a little something.
That's all I can do.
On going out West Coast, the Raiders, Antonio Pierce says Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell will be playing a legit one quarter each in this preseason opener versus the Vikings on Saturday. Battle to being the starter and see who can, you know, duke it out and get the job and land it. And actually get a name to that starting spot. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I was going to throw it back to you, actually. So who do you think is going to be the star?
Oh. I don't know, man. You know, Gardner's got the time in, and he's really trying to make a name for himself and try to, you know, do the best he can. Aiden, you know, he's got the youth and see what he does. I don't know, man. To be honest with you, I'm excited to see.
You got to pick one.
Right now, I said Minshew before, but Aiden looked really good. I saw some highlights. So I'm going to go with Aiden. Okay. I think he's going to eventually take it, to be honest with you. You?
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think Aiden was on the team last year. They obviously had the opportunity. They brought in Gardner Minshew. Then an opportunity to do something, you know, shake the boat and try to do something else and bring in a bigger name, draft somebody, and they chose not to. So I think they actually have faith in Aiden. You know, the fact that all they brought in was Gardner Minshew as somebody to challenge him for that particular, you know, the QB1 spot. I think it kind of says that they've got maybe not ultimate faith in him, but they feel pretty good about what he can do and what he can't do. So
yeah,
I don't know,
sure.
Man, coming out of Purdue, like Aiden O'Connell, man, you know, he's always been kind of a slinger, so you know it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, I'd put my money in Aiden if I had to put my money somewhere.
Yeah, to be continued, bro.
Yes, sir.
This one's big and it affects a lot of people,
yes, sir.
Especially in the redraft realm. Puka Nacua of the Rams is on the injury list. He's going week to week with a knee injury, so they didn't give crazy details into this, but they're just saying he's week to week. So keep an eye out. I know that's affecting people's redraft. Average ADP is high up there, so we'll see what this does and where it takes them. You know what I mean? So there's a premium wide receiver that's involved, so you got to keep an eye on him. Please do note that one, brother.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Puka Nacua, it's like obviously big. He was, you know, the surprise, you know, coming out of nowhere as far as last year being a rookie, you know, and how well he did and, you know, in that offense. It'll be interesting to see. But so question for you then, how do you think, how does that change your view? It's obviously week to week. They kind of made it seem like it's not something serious, which is awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, and week to week, you know, it's the first week of August right now. So we're August 5th right now. Right. So it'll drop on the 7th, this podcast, but we haven't even hit preseasons yet. So he's got 4 weeks basically to figure out, you know, if he's going to be healthy before the season starts. But some drafts are starting this week. I don't know why you're doing that. If anything, you should always draft at the end of the August, beginning of September, right before the season starts, because shit like this pops up all the time.
Oh, but yeah, you're going to lose people too along the way. We all know that. It's just
100%,
100%. You know?
So, Pat, if you were to be, you know, in a draft right now, doing a redraft startup, redraft right now, between Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, does this change where you would value them? Because a lot of people are like, apparently Cooper Kupp has been looking pretty amazing in camp as well.
He's looking pretty good. I mean, his value
is healthy,
went down clearly.
Healthy, quote unquote.
He's currently now the number two. He's technically the number two now to Puka after the season he has. You know, Puka's going like that, like late one, second round kind of, you know, he's high up now. So I can definitely see people kind of like jumping the gun. I'm sure he'll drop a little bit. I don't think it'll be extraordinarily like an asteroid drop and he just plummets, because it is week to week. Unless we hear some crazy news, I don't think it'll drop too far. I think Cooper Kupp will jump up, though, for sure. This helps
his
stock, for sure.
That's what I was asking. Yeah, mine was more about the Cooper Kupp question.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp will definitely rise in this one, for sure. So
how much do you see him rising, in your opinion?
Like a round he'll jump up, like, you know, maybe like whatever. Should be pretty solid. Next up, in Carolina, got some extra Carolina news. Jonathan Brooks will be ready around week 3-4, still recovering from his ACL tear last November against TCU. So keep an eye out for that. A lot of people have a lot of good stock in him. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, took him, you know, a lot of dynasties and all the other stuff.
That's what I was going to say, especially in Dynasty. I mean, in Dynasty, you know, you're going to hold him regardless. High. Yeah, and in Dynasty, you're going to hold him regardless because you knew that he had the ACL tear. I think in Dynasty, you're always looking forward thinking and not necessarily, obviously, want to win this year. You always want to win this year. Again, that's the whole point of all in. You always want to win every year. Like, we always want to fucking win. That's why we do this.
You're not here for second or third. You want
hell
first.
No, dude. We're not here for pushing the chips to next year or 2 years down the road. Like, that's not what we do, man. What we do is we win. We want to win all every year, all year, all the time.
And all your
all
leagues.
Hell yeah. But with that being said, I mean, you know, for people that have him in Dynasty, you know, you kind of expected that he was going to have a slow start to the season. This just means you're probably going to be waiting until middle of the season until he's really taken off, to be honest with you.
Correct.
So in that aspect, what I was going to say too is something to think about that people always look at. is he could be a great prime candidate to trade for if you're in Dynasty. Like if you're somebody who's like, hey, I've got some, you know, like I've got room for a guy to sit on my roster for a little while, you know, a year or two till he really takes off. You know, you probably get him cheaper than what he would have been in the draft. In the draft, he's going as RB1 in rookie drafts this year, so far as Dynasty was going.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. you know, you could probably get him as cheap as like RB3, RB4 right now. So just something to think about. You know, again, we always talk, you know, most people think redraft, but there's also the other side of the coin, which is Dynasty, which we will be talking a lot about. We'll be making a lot of distinctions between the two. You know, in redraft, he's probably like a late, you know, probably like round 12, round 13 pick. In Dynasty, he's valued as being a top running back. So something to think about. And again, it probably won't be until week six, week seven. You could probably even argue in a redraft that he's probably not even draftable at this point. You know, wait until you see what happens and then draft him later. So
yeah, pick him off the waiver.
But Chuba Hubbard is a thought then too, just for the record, because he would be the starting running back now.
Yeah, so, and then another running back issue we have, the Saints, Kendre Miller, left his first camp practice with a hamstring injury. So, already, it's something down there in Louisiana, always having issues, man. So, another one to keep an eye on, you know.
And he had a lot of injuries last year, too. I mean, he was, like, in and out of, you know, coming out of TCU 2 years ago. This is his second year in the league. He had injuries in TCU I think it was the last game that he played. He injured himself. It was slow coming into the Saints running backfield. So he also doesn't have an MCL, I think, or is an ACL. One of his knees, he doesn't have ACL. Yeah, it was ACL.
Correct.
So just something to think about.
Next up, the Titans, DeAndre Hopkins, set to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. That drops him definitely down in any redraft for sure. Be ready to see that. He'll drop, you know, a couple rounds and or he might not people might not even draft him at all. Leave him later on. He'll just get picked up with waivers. You know what I mean? So
that's what I was going to kind of say. Yeah, in redraft, I mean, older wide receiver, they've brought in, you know, quite a few other options there in Tennessee. So it's like,
well, you know, Ridley's going to steal the show anyway. I mean, it's his team anyway. Yeah. So he's going to kind of play like second fiddle. So don't worry about it. Other great Panthers news, Xavier Legette didn't finish practice Sunday due to a lower leg injury. X-rays were negative. So more Panther issues going on over there.
Well, he's a wide receiver one over there. He's a wide receiver one in that offense pretty much. So it's crazy.
So these rookies, man, having a little bit of issue over there. So to be determined and see what that goes. Matt, we brought up this earlier, and we were actually talking off this. Rashee Rice, man, no suspension yet. Will it happen this year? You know, they always push and hold things. Literally been super hush-hush and quiet. They're kind of like trying to let it fizzle out. So we don't know. Just keep your eyes and ears open on that.
And usually they wait, you know, until, you know, Roger Goodell has been pretty big on like waiting until the process as far as like if he gets charged, what that looks like, and kind of like the whole entire legal process goes through. So that might be the thing here where he's just waiting to see, like, once the legal process is over, what it looks like, and then give a suspension. But, you know, you kind of said, you know, well, first, a couple of things. So, first, you've seen his stock drop during the offseason. You know, if you're doing a startup dynasty, you know, I've seen him getting traded for, like, pennies on a dime, Rashee Rice, you know.
Yep.
After everything came out, it looked really bad. You know, he not only had the car accident, left his car, DUI accident, where he just, like, ran into two or three cars speeding on the highway, left the car. Then he had a DUI later on. So it's like he's had a lot of issues this offseason. The DUI, I think he expunded. He got that kind of like taken care of, or it was a assumed DUI, but that's kind of went away for some reason. His stock is going back up. I mean, now that there's no suspension and we're getting closer and closer to the season, I mean, maybe he gets suspended next year. So it might be one of those things where in redraft, you know, don't sleep on him. You know, if you can draft him and, you know, again, if your draft is later on in this month and right before the season and, you know, there's definitely no suspension, take a risk on it. It's worth it. I mean, he's obviously got, you know, Xavier Worthy's going to be there now, so he's got competition this year, but he's shown that he can handle the workload. So, I mean, he was a monster last year for KC.
Yes, sir. And Matt, that's the news. Pretty hefty list. I mean, you know, these beginning weeks will always be a little hefty anyway.
Big hefty, you know, and before we jumped on to, you know, like normally the news isn't as long as it is. So apologize if it's, you know, kind of caused people to tap out. But, you know, we wanted to kind of get some news from last week, you know, as preseason is kicking off. There's some news here that we just want to make sure like we're level setting the table and kind of like making sure everybody's aware of, you know, like what's going on as we get into preseason week one. And then as we go on to the future, like news will go quicker. So, I know I was a little bit exhausted, but yeah.
We're setting the table. That's all we're doing. Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah. And I want to make sure you're covered at every angle, dude. Like that's the whole point, you know, our whole goal is like not leave things out. Cause every little tidbit of information is useful. So, all right. With that being said, man, preseason week one. So Pat and I were talking, you know, like preseason is usually, who knows who's going to play or what, but there's some good underlying games that are coming up that we want to talk through and just like kind of get a little of the tidbits here and there of what we're thinking and why we're excited about these games. And then also some players that maybe not in preseason week one, if they're not playing, but in the next coming weeks of just like kind of looking at either players, positions, and kind of seeing how they pan out over the next few weeks. So I want to break that down, and then we're going to end the episode with talk about the Fantasy Football Expo. Mike and Adam, looks like they just landed a couple hours ago. Pat and I were talking about that before we jumped on. You know, they're already getting settled in there. They're getting, you know, their liquor. They're getting all their other party favors and everything that they do. So, so they're getting settled in as they're building the house up and the shit school for everybody else to join them later on this week. So props to them. We'll see you guys in a couple of days. But we'll talk about the Fantasy Football Expo. There's a couple of things that Pat and I are doing while we're there that we thought, you know, it'd be fun to kind of talk through. So, so what I'm going to do preseason week one, Pat, why don't you start a matchup that you're really excited about and why, dude, and kind of like kick it off there and like kind of how it helps fantasy football, you know, like what matchups are you looking forward to that you're most excited about, why, and how it attains the fantasy football?
Yeah, sure. Well, since I'm in the area of the New York, New Jersey area, I'm going to go with the Lions and Giants, especially after today's drama. You know, Danny Dimes sticking up for his teammates, trying to set his presidents. You know, the Lions are just coming in, you know, looking good, coming off a great season. And then to be honest with you, bro, Malik Nabers has been having his highlights literally every practice, dude. He's been doing great. Danny Dimes' highlights are usually getting overthrown, but then Malik Nabers is making him look good anyway, because even if he does overthrow it, somehow, some way, he's getting like those Odell Beckham catches, kind of same kind of feel, kind of hype to when you see him play. So, I'm really hyped to see what Nabers has to offer with the Giants, man. Yeah. These LSU wide receivers always come out swinging, dude. It's in their blood.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. I mean, Malik looks like he's going to be a stud, no doubt. How's that backfield looking from running back position? I mean, you obviously in Jersey, so you hear quite a bit about it, you know, hearing the Giants talk all the time.
Nothing phenomenal. It's just kind of baseline. You know, there's no hype, but Nabers is just taking everything, to be honest with you. It's Nabers and Danny Dimes. That's really much it. Like, see, can they connect? Can Dimes be the quarterback they're paying him to be? And Malik Nabers, see what the rookie can, you know, put on a show.
Yeah. I think definitely, too, though, we got to keep an eye on the backfield, because that's obviously going to be the question of, like, who's going to be taking the lead, obviously, after Saquon left.
Yeah, Singletary's there now, but, you know, we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah, and I think it'll be key when you look at the preseason games. Like, they're obviously...
For sure.
It's probably a wide-open backfield as far as what's that concerned. So, but I agree with you. You know, as far as Malik, I mean, he's definitely been the star. I've been watching on some IG feeds and everything, too, and it pretty much is like his show, dude. So, he's going to get targeted and peppered a lot. Hopefully, Danny Dimes can actually get him the ball more times than not and not get him killed in the process. So, yeah.
Matt, right, what do you have in mind?
Yeah, I mean... there's a few, and you know, I don't want to steal your thunder on one of them. We kind of each have two more or less. So I'm going to go the Vikings and Raiders, you know, and this is kind of, and the reason here is, you know, you kind of alluded to it earlier and the Raiders aspect, QB competition, like who's going to be end up being QB one. Obviously, like you said, each one of them is going to get between Aiden O'Connell,
Gardner Minshew.
You know, would kill me would be Roger if he's like, oh, how could you forget Minshew, man? Minshew Mania. So between Minshew Mania
and Marv,
Roger. Oh, dude, yeah, Roger. Yeah, so Roger used to be part of Elite Fantasy Nation with us. So just a shout out to Roger.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so between, you know, the youth, you know, and the old veteran, it'll be interesting to see like how that plays out. Each one of them is going to get a quarter. So that's interesting in itself. And then the other quarterback on the other side, J.J. McCarthy, I've heard really bad things like you have, man. The news coming out of the Vikings camp is not looking good for J.J. McCarthy. He looks lost at times, not at times, and most of the times. So it's one of those things where I feel
I want to tell you, what did I say? I sold them already, and I knew I had a gut feeling, dude. I'm going to roll with it. And so far, so my premonition was right. Could be wrong, but that's why even in my dynasty, if I drafted them, I cashed out as quick as I could. That's all I got to say.
Well, then you got Sam Darnold, though. I mean, it's not like you've had, like, great fucking options. Like, let's just be honest. Like, Sam Darnold has been bounced around from team to team to team. So it's not like, what is that dude going to do? But coming in when they drafted him, there was conversations that he's definitely a quarterback, that there's conversations of them sitting him for a whole year, you know, which used to be so common back in the day, dude. And I feel like nowadays it's like you sit a quarterback for a year and people are like, what the fuck are you doing? Put him out there. And it's like, I don't know. You look at Jordan Love, you know, as a prime example of a quarterback that sat for 3 years behind, obviously one of the Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, and Aaron Rodgers, but you know, I think you can get a lot of good can come out of sitting the quarterback right away. At the end of the day, like, I'm a firm believer, bro, is like, you know, 90% of what quarterbacks can and can't do, 90% of their performance that you see on any given Sunday usually has to do with like confidence. And if you start breaking somebody's confidence too early, their career can be done before they even start. So maybe it is good that he sits for a year. But we'll see. I mean, but regardless, it's preseason, so they're going to have to put him out there at some point. They're not going to, like, not put him in a preseason game. So that's kind of like where I'm like...
Agreed.
I mean, let's be honest, Pat. Preseason's a preseason. Like,
yeah.
Nobody's, like, running to record these fucking games and, like, watch every minute of them. But you can get inklings from him. You can kind of see, like, oh, like, what does it look like? What offense are they running? Can he run the whole offense? Is he only running a couple of plays and they're kind of like dumbing the offense down for him, which they will do
for sure.
Pieces anyway. So I don't know. Yeah, I thought it'd be interesting, you know, just to see the revamp Vikings too. I mean, and Raiders for that matter. I mean, you've got, you know, Derek Carr left, you know, and you've got everything that's changed in these two organizations. And it'd be interesting to see how they work out. So
we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So that's my first one, man. Now what's your second one?
So the Broncos and the Colts. Let me ask you this. Will Bo Nix start? And will Anthony Richardson play? What do you think?
So I think that'll be a good thing to watch. I'll answer your question first, and I'll say there's other parts of that I actually think it'll be interesting as well. So Bo Nix, I don't know if they'll do week one.
Okay.
But he'll definitely start at some point. He's going to win the QB. Like, they're going to basically play Bo Nix. I think we've won. There's been talks that, like, maybe they might sit him until the bye week, but I don't see that happening. They drafted him for a reason, and they're going to play him. Anthony Richardson, I think they're probably... So, for preseason week one, to answer Bo Nix, I could see him not playing preseason week one, or maybe playing, like, one, you know, like, doing, like, one, not snap.
Like a series? Series? Okay.
Yeah, like, doing a series, and, like, maybe they give him, like... And maybe for some reason, if it's like cut short for some reason, like maybe they give him a series or two and then take him out. At most, I'd see that. I see him doing more in preseason week two for Bo Nix.
Okay.
Anthony Richardson, I don't see him playing at all.
Okay.
He's coming off that shoulder injury. They don't need to rush him back. You know, they obviously know that he's looking good right now as far as like where he's at in his recovery and you know, returning back to health. I could see him playing in preseason week three. Like
okay.
When it gets a little more acclimated. I don't see Richardson playing week one at all. But, I mean, who knows? He might be surprised. Or maybe it's week two instead of week three. So,
yeah, for sure.
I'll be interested to see Troy Franklin and kind of like other wide receivers in the Broncos offense. That's kind of what I'm interested to see. Who's going to come out of that offense? They've changed it quite a bit. Jerry Jeudy, obviously, he's gone. He's now in Cleveland. You know, things have changed quite a bit. QB change. You have all the stuff that's changed. It'll be interesting to see if they play other, you know, younger players to just get them acclimated at the game speed. So that'll be interesting for me as well. And then also for Indianapolis as well, to kind of see just like, what do they do in their offensive room? Do they sit everybody? Obviously the older veterans are going to sit, you know, the younger players, are they going to play them just to get them more reps? So I find that interesting.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, man. I agree.
Yeah.
So, Matt, right. One last thing. We'll touch on real quick.
No.
I think we need to
go ahead. Okay. I'll cut you off.
No, it's all right. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm passing this right back to you.
No. That's why you passed that last one to me. It's not going that way. It's going to you. You need to speak to it, bro.
Oh, it's going to me?
Yeah. Oh, you just passed the last one to me.
It's definitely a question.
You can't pass them both to me. It doesn't work that way.
No, you're right.
New England's offense. What do you think?
Mess, man.
So
Drake May looks horrible from what I've been told all over. All right, so he's going to be on the field, and they're going to see what he could do, or you know what's going on there, because there's a lot of nothing. There's no excitement really coming out of camp there. But the one thing that I did read on, Mr. Joe Milton, the other rookie, is looking better than Mr. Drake May. So I'm excited to see this little battle of the rookies.
Well, what about the wide receivers? They drafted two wide receivers in that offense.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be – but I think the quarterback is going to be everything because they say Drake May is having a really, really hard time.
Well, but if he's had a hard time, then they're not going to play him. They'll play Brissett. There's also been talk that they're playing Brissett. Anyway, so to your point, it's not going to matter, though, if he's that bad. So let's talk about the wide receiver rookies that they have to play, because if Drake May is doing that bad, they're not going to play him this season. They're going to let him sit, just like we talked about J.J. McCarthy could sit for a whole entire season. So – if he's that bad, Brissett's going to play. Moving on. So redraft, there's two wide receivers that they drafted, you know, as rookies. Both can easily do something good. They both are actually pretty talented as well. So looking at that, which ones, you know, or either of them are you excited about? You know, and even, you know, obviously Ron just Stevenson, he got back as a running back. So if they're having a quarterback controversy or problems, obviously the running backs have become more important. So in that backfield, or sorry, for the offense, as far as like wide receivers, you know, who are you liking, who are you worried about?
Bro, I be honest with you, I'm not super into the Patriots. I've been more into the quarterbacks, bro. I'm being honest with you. That's why I threw it to you, Matt, because the wide receivers, I know it, but I've been more into just the quarterback leading it. Yeah. I'm being very honest with you, Matt.
All right. So, I mean, you've got like Jalen Polk. You know, he could be really good. We'll see with that offense. Like, again, depends on who's throwing the ball, you know. Sort of interesting to see like how he does. You know, you've got Polk and then you got Baker. It's kind of back-to-back as far as like rookies were drafted as far as, you know, dynasty drafts rookie drafts. It'll be interesting to see like how they go. Polk was actually coming out of Washington. He's been pretty good wide receiver. He was a wide receiver two in Washington before he got hurt, and then spent most of his season kind of like injured, which is where he saw McMillan taking off from there. And then he got Jalen Baker, who came out of UFC, who is like fucking, he's a burner. So he could be amazing, you know, burner down on the right side or on the outside, you know, just kind of taking the top off of the offense. I'm interested to see kind of the wide receiver room because they've got nobody there. So it's going to be all up to those two wide receivers to actually do something.
Right.
And if they've got a shitty ass quarterback, like you said, honestly, I don't care about the quarterback then at this point. You know, we need to figure out like how else, you know, we're talking about this offense, because this offense hopefully can do something this season, because they're going to have to draft somebody at some point, right?
This is true. I mean, they're only projected to win, what, four games? It's not much.
Yeah.
They're over-under ain't that much for the season. So it's going to be trial and error, like you said. So may the best win and see what we can get out of it.
All right. So players that you're excited to see. Let's go through that.
Okay. So for me, I'm big on this guy. He just got traded over there. I want to see how Sam Howell fits in with the Seahawks, because I do think it's his team eventually. Like I've talked about this in the past, you know, Geno Smith's there, injury, not the top of anything. And they brought Sam Howell in for a reason. I think that's his team to gain any time. As soon as he gets his opportunity, I think if he's ready, it'll be his ship to go.
You said that before too, when we've been doing Dynasty, and you've actually traded for him a couple of times too, to kind of get him on your team. So I don't disagree. I mean, they traded for him for a reason. They obviously didn't get him that. They didn't give up a lot to get him there. So it is, you know, it is what it is. And it's also Seattle offense. It'd be interesting to see like how that offense does this year. Obviously they've had a major, you know, management change as far as head coach, a litany of head coach OCs, you know, so that'll be interesting to see like how that kind of plays out.
For sure.
Yeah. Sam Howell, I don't disagree with you at all on that one. From a quarterback perspective too, dude, Jaden Daniels. I'm interested to see like if he ends up winning, you know, the Commanders, you know, I've said, if you guys listen to the Fantasy Nation, so our other pod, I've said for a while now, I'm really worried about his size. I think he's got a massive amount of talent, but he's a smaller frame guy, smaller in general. And if I remember, there's somebody named RG3 that had a Washington different name besides Washington on the back of it. But he was quarterback for that team or that organization for a year, did amazing as a rookie. And then year two got nailed and crushed and was never the same after that. So
yeah, he never recovered at all, no matter where he went or how he played. It was over for him pretty much.
No, he had a one and done season and it was that horrific injury. I think it was the ACL. Yep. And then after that, I think he was just worried about getting hit, you know, because he got blasted out of bounds and basically tore his ACL on the play. And since then, he was never the same player. So I'm interested to see like how well he does. I haven't really been, you know, a big proponent of drafting him as far as, you know, dynasty and as far as rookie drafts go, just because A, he was either drafted before I could get to him, or B, there's another player that I felt had less risk, which part of this is also risk adverse. So, so Jaden,
yeah, I agree.
Interested to see like how it does in that offense for the Commanders.
Yeah, I gotcha. Now for me, this is another gentleman that I'm invested in a couple different ways, in a couple different dynasty startup. Malachi Corley for the Jets, the wide receiver.
Yeah, I think right he's down the street from you.
Yeah, man. I've heard good things, you know, besides, you know, Aaron Rodgers hogging all the news all the time, arguing with Garrett Wilson and everybody else. But young, quick, got good hands. You know, if Rodgers can play fair and play nice in the sandbox and Garrett Wilson's on one side, he's going to be on the other or the slot.
I think he's going to do more or less.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, he's just going to, you know, he's a rookie, but I think he has a lot to learn. You know, Rodgers treats him right, you know, and he has Garrett Wilson as his big brother kind of watch after him, you know. I mean, he was offensive rookie of the year. So, I mean, I think he has a lot to do, and I love the way he looks in camp, man. So I'm excited to see that gentleman from, you know, from like a rookie Stanford.
Yeah. Rookies all abound, and I think that's why we kind of hit on a lot of these are rookies or, you know, players like Sam Howell that are brought in, because that's who we figured would actually be showcased in these, you know, preseason week one games. So I'm interested to see Troy Franklin. We talked about Denver earlier. Yep. If he plays, I'm not really sure like kind of how it looks, but he's probably going to be the wide receiver one in that offense. You know, he came in and he worked with Bo Nix before at Oregon. The two of them were teammates at Oregon. They obviously have a chemistry. They drafted Franklin, obviously knowing that they already had Bo Nix. So they were trying to pair the two together. So it'd be interesting to see like how that connection works. And if you see it as being an immediate connection on the field right away, obviously the NFL game is different. Even if you are connected to your quarterback, doesn't mean that you're going to have great success in this game in the NFL. But Troy Franklin, yeah. I'm interested to see. I've got a couple of stocks of him in Dynasty. So it'd be kind of interesting to see like how he kind of pans out in that offense,
yeah,
and what that offense looks like. To be honest with you, like we talked about earlier, I mean, it's gonna be night and day different from what it was, you know, a year ago. So it'll be kind of
sure
crazy
as hell
to see.
Ain't gonna be Zach Wilson throwing the ball. That's for sure.
No, and it's sure as hell gonna be Russell Wilson, obviously, because they shipped his ass out. But you know, it'll just be kind of interesting to see like how that offense looks at the end of the day. So yeah,
for sure.
All right, man.
Not why bad. Don't you hit on hit on
the expo, dude.
Oh, dude, what, the Virgin in the Expo? Yeah, dude.
What are you excited about? Man? What are you excited about?
Meeting you, because no one knows this, but Matt and I have known each other for multiple years. We're in
we've been podcasting for 2 years on a separate feed, but like we've never met.
Yeah, bro, we met through mutual people in the league and never met. So I'm excited to meet my partner in crime over here for the first time. Mike, Adam, the whole crew, the whole experience, bro.
Shout out South Harmon, man.
South Harmon.
Shit house.
Dude.
Shit school. I always call it shit house, shit school.
That's all right. See the shit school.
Shit school.
Everything, shit school. Bro. The draft night, everything. I'm excited to see everything, man. Take it all in and just enjoy it and meet a lot of people, shake some hands, kiss babies, whatever you want me to do, bro. I'm into it, bro. I love it.
So tell everybody about the draft. This is called draft night, but it's not really draft night on Saturday. So tell everybody about that experience that we're going to be going into.
Yeah, we're doing a live draft. We're in the Dan Marino League over there. I think there's a couple spots left open. Just going to be a bunch of guys and a bunch of different leagues just drafting, man. And it's going to be great. Live
Dan
draft.
Dan Marino League.
With a bunch of rants. Randoms.
If anybody's going and you want to get in a league, in a redraft, it's like you said, it's in person. So Dan Marino League, I think there's like two or three spots, you said, Pat, right?
Yes. I think there's two or three spots left.
Yeah. So join it. You get to draft and play in a league with Pat and myself. We'll introduce ourselves. You know, we'll be quite talkative. So before we kind of go, I'm seeing a couple of news. Huh?
It's going to be a blast.
It's gonna be a hardcore blast, man. It's going to be one of the ages, dude. It's going to be one of the ages, man. Yo, so a couple of news feeds that just popped up. So apparently Tony Pollard and Tajae Spears have been listed as co-running back ones on the Titans' first depth chart, which could mean nothing.
Okay.
But this one I thought was interesting, going back to your team. Well, not your team, but like near your area, the Jets. So Jets rookie running back Braylon Allen has been listed as RB2 behind Breece Hall.
No, that's going to be another person to watch out. There you go. There's another one to see.
Yeah.
This weekend, Saturday, I'll keep my eye on him.
Yeah. Yeah. Braylon Allen. They won't put Breece Hall out there, but they'll put Braylon Allen.
No. Allen will see what he has to offer, bro, since he's making the news feed, brother.
The other thing to see is, you know, Bryce Young. Is he going to play this preseason game or next preseason? And is that offense actually going to be anything this year? That's one thing. That's going to be a big question mark. They gave him a lot of weapons this offseason. Not immense. They gave him enough weapons in the offseason to like make it, hey, here's the shot, dude. No fucking around anymore.
Yeah, man.
Built up that line, so.
We'll see what he has to offer, brother.
All right, dude. What else you got before we sign off, man?
Listen, man. Super thankful again, South Harmon, Mike, Adam, the whole team. Thank you for having me. And Matt. I'm thankful for all opportunities. And like I said, man, we're here. We're all in. The chips are always all in on the table, man. That's it. That's what we're here for. And we're going to keep producing and helping everybody. So like, comment, subscribe, everything. We're here for you. Let's do it.
Hell yeah. It looks like your facial hair is growing back too. So Pat had to shave his beard. He hasn't shaved it in
Thank God they can't see it.
Years.
Thank God.
And you can't see it, but he's got like little stubbies like I do now. And he had an actual beard before. So
yeah. It's all right.
Inching forward, Pat. Inching forward, man.
That's it.
Hell yeah. That's all you can do. All right, everyone. So thank you for joining us on our first episode of All In. Appreciate you, man. Podcast one is in the books. Thanks again. Pat alluded to this. I appreciate it. Can't tell you enough. South Harmon boys, love you guys. Adam and Mike, you know, you guys have been boys for over a year and a half. So looking forward to see where we can take this with you guys, you know, help to, you know, grow South Harmon in general, which is what we want to do. I'm looking forward to seeing where we can take not only this podcast, but like I said, all of South Harmon family. So next week, Pat and I talked about doing a mock draft. So we'll do a mock draft. And we'll kind of, I know you won't see anything. It'll be audio, but you know, we'll do mock draft, talk through everything. We'll do a redraft, mock draft for fantasy, just regular fantasy football league. We'll tell you the settings, and then we'll kind of go through all of our picks and why we did what we did when we did it. But until next time, peace. We're out.
Peace.
Later. We'll be right back.